Welcome to Frère Roger's Struggle and Contemplation. On June 23 and 24, 1970, he wrote in his diary, "Summer has reached its peak. The vast sky is radiant. The wind is picking up. Darkness is descending from west to east. I'm writing to young South Americans in unfamiliar words that surprise even me. I know that their commitment springs from their love for Christ. The men, women, and children around them are far from of their human dignity. Their daily lives are a nightmare. Oligarchic systems, often dominated by Christians, stifle in them any ability to take their fate into their own hands. Never before have I felt such solidarity with these young Christians, and that is what I'm writing to them. They are preparing to take up arms to overthrow tyranny, but they are selfless. When the time comes, they will lay down their arms again. They will refuse, after the overthrow of tyranny, to enter the cycle in which any means is justified to attain positions of leadership. I pray with them, although I know full well that the use of violence goes against the gospel. I feel a deep connection with them, for the society in which they live is characterized by repressive violence." Just as Robert was leaving to go to Cuba, he sent me the following lines from a young woman who belongs to a group of revolutionary Christians. The letter is addressed to contemplative people. "I am writing to those among the contemplative community who experience the misery and struggles of people today as a profound challenge. On behalf of all those who are fighting, whether known or unknown, on behalf of all those committed to building a new society, I implore you, do not give up your vocation. Give people your full attention. Share in their aspirations, their successes and failures, their struggle. Share in the rhythm of human suffering and joy, but do not be afraid to do so in accordance with your vocation. Certainly, you must seek new forms, but do not reject what is essential to the mission you have received from the Lord. For the world depends on this, even if it does not know it or say so." Thank you for listening with me to the words of Frère Roger. Until then, and may you be kept safe.